Now, more on Iraq and other matters from White House Press Secretary Tony Snow. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Robert.
And good to know you're back on the job. How are you, by the way?
I'm doing fine and glad to be back on the job.
Well, as the White House and Congress attempt to negotiate a compromise spending bill for Iraq and Afghanistan, there's a lot of talk about benchmarks. And I'd like to know, first off, would the president sign a bill that spells out some specific goals that have to be achieved over the coming months?
Well, I know this is going to be deeply frustrating, but just as Senator Reid said yesterday before reporters, we're not going to negotiate publicly on this. The one thing we want to do is to work to make sure that this government of Iraq succeeds. And obviously, there are a number of key things they need to do in terms of political reconciliation, economic development. We certainly know that the Iraqis need to make progress. And I think a lot of the conversations between White House negotiators and Democrats and Republicans on the Hill are going to be designed first to make sure that we get money and flexibility for our forces in the field right now so they can continue doing their job effectively. And some of these other discussions certainly are going to take place, but I neither want to characterize them nor prejudge them.
But is there a bright line for President Bush when it comes to attaching foreseeable consequences to Iraq's performance in meeting those benchmarks?
As I said, I warned you already I was going to frustrate you on this. One of the things that's important to realize is that you do want to have success in Iraq. And also, when you're talking about what they need to do and how they need to do it, you have to make sure that you're going to do it in a way that actually is going to produce constructive action as opposed to encouraging them to conclude that the United States is getting out. And as a consequence, really putting an end to effective action by the part of the United States government.
When President Bush yesterday spoke of al-Qaeda in Iraq as the same bunch that's causing havoc in Iraq were the ones who came and murdered our citizens, clearly al-Qaeda in Iraq is a group that is affiliated with al-Qaeda. They seem to have gotten the franchise for operations in Iraq. But let me just make this clear. He's not implying that there was a pre-9/11 link now between Iraq and al-Qaeda, is he?
Well, there certainly were some al-Qaeda members in Iraq before September 11th. Let me make it clearer, because he said it many times as early as 2002, right after September 11th. We do not have any information about a link between Saddam Hussein and September 11th. And that is another accusation that's been placed at the doorstep of this administration that's simply false. So there is no information about Saddam Hussein having an operational relationship with al-Qaeda with respect to 9/11.
But when he said yesterday, al-Qaeda has ratcheted up its campaign of high-profile attacks. Al-Qaeda is the group that plotted and planned and trained killers to come and kill people on our soil. The same bunch that is causing havoc in Iraq were the ones who came and murdered our citizens.
Well, he's talking about al-Qaeda. Keep in mind what we're talking about here, Robert, are al-Qaeda members in Iraq are not native Iraqis. They're foreign fighters who have come from abroad, who pledge fealty, and in many cases put together videos saying that, in fact, that this continues to be orchestrated by Ayman al-Zawahiri and Osama bin Laden. So what you're looking at now is the fact that there are al-Qaeda members on Iraqi soil. That does not mean that the Iraqis themselves were intimately involved in the September 11th planning, but it does mean that members of al-Qaeda are now in Iraq trying to destabilize that government. And for them, this really is the central front in the war on terror. Senator Lieberman was very precise and very passionate about this in a recent op-ed piece in the Washington Post, and he's been so on the floor of the Senate as well.
Well, it's good to talk with you. And this task of having to answer questions from the White House press corps and nuisances like me every day and work all these hours, this makes sense to you at this particular moment in your life?
You know what? I people don't understand this, but I love this job. It is stimulating. It is fun. And one final note, much to the surprise maybe of a lot of folks around the country, Democrats and Republicans and members of the press and a lot of folks in this town have been an extraordinary source of help and comfort for me. And it's one of the dirty little secrets about Washington. It's a small town, but there are an awful lot of good people in it.
Okay. Let's not get the word around too fast. Tony Snow, thank you very much for talking with us.
Robert, thank you.
It's White House Press Secretary Tony Snow.